Good evening. Today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Beis. So I want to discuss the Kos Pogum, just one way to understand it. I think many of us know the halachos regarding Kos Pogum, but just trying to understand the rationale for at least some of the details. Here the Gemara discusses the position of Beis Shammai, that the Gemara is trying to understand whether Beis Shammai is the author of a certain statement, or the Beis Shammai, in fact, is the author of a certain statement. He says, Mavorach al yain v'achach mavorach al hamazon. If you only have one cup of wine, you first make and you want to have wine at the end of the meal, you first make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on birkas hamazon. And then the Gemara says that, the Gemara suggests that maybe you, according to Beis Shammai, you drink the wine, and then you drink some of the wine, and then use the rest of the cup for the kos for birkas hamazon. Okay, you want to have wine at the end of the meal, you have one cup, you drink a little bit, and whatever's left over, you use for the kos of Birkas HaMazon. And the Gemara says, how can that be? Amar, tamo pagamo. Once you taste it, once you drink from the cup, then the cup is pagum, it's, I guess, blemished a bit. It's a literal translation. And then you would not be allowed to use it for a kos shel bracha, for Birkas HaMazon. So the Shulchan Aruch asks a pasuk like this in Siman Kuf Pei Bei Seif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Tzarech shelo ye pagum." One of the requirements is that the kos should not be pagum, blemished. She'im shasa bimenu pigamo. If you drink from it, then it is considered pagum. Aval im shafach bimenu letoch yado okli ein b'kachlum. If you, let's say, you pour a little bit of the cup into another cup, or you pour, you pour it onto your hand, I guess, and drink it from your hand. So that's not pogum. Apparently, the rule of pogum is only if you actually drink it from the cup itself. And so once it's pogum, then of course, if you want to drink the wine for any purpose, you make a bracha on it. But if you want to use it for Birkas HaMazon or Kiddush or Havdalah, so even if you only taste it a little bit, that renders the kos pogum. But apparently, the Shulchan Aruch and a few Seifim later writes that one way to fix it is Yecholin Letakin Kos Pagum Ayidei Sheyosifu Mat Mayim. You can fix it by just adding a little bit of water, a wine. V'afil Ayidei Sheyosifu Olav Mayim Mitkein. Even if you add a little water, let's say you run out of wine and you have this full cup and someone drank from it and now it's missing a little bit. So you're allowed to fill it up with wine and even with another beverage. Of course, it can't dilute it so much, so it's not, you know, so it loses the status of wine. Again, if you have a full cup of wine and then someone backs and drink a little bit of it, and you put a little bit of water in there, it probably won't render it not wine. What's the rationale for this? So the Magen Avraham writes the following. He says, Yecholim letaken, you're able to fix it. He says, the ikar pigam, what's this pigam? Mipnei sheshasi minu ma'at. And when you add to it, mitakim b'kach, you fix it. Dumya de pigimas hamizbeach. So apparently, the koshel bracha, the cup that you have, is sort of like an altar. It's like a mizbeach that you're offering to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense. And if it's missing, right? If it's not a full cup and you drank from it, so it's like there's a pagam, there's a blemish in the mizbeach. When you sort of close up, let's say there's a pagam in the mizbeach, when you fix whatever is blemished, then the mizbeach is considered fixed. So too, that's how we understand this kos, that it was pogum, and then you fix it a little bit by adding some wine or some water, then that's considered fixed, and that's how you fix the wine to use it for Havdalah or Kiddush.